Good morning. It's 7:20 at Money Radio. This is the Business for Breakfast Show. Ken Morgan and Mark Asher with you. And we have a guest joining us now from the Investment Company Institute. The Senior Director, Sarah Holden, is with us. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to talk taxes, which is always a fun subject. Tax season started late. It's ending a little bit late. You say, though, this could be exactly the right time now to fix your finances. Why is it such a good time? Is it something for last year's taxes or next year's taxes we should be working on?
Well, you can actually still work on last year's taxes with an IRA. So the filing deadline is April 15th at this point for claiming last year's contributions to your IRA as 2020. The IRS has extended the tax filing deadline, but we're still waiting to hear whether we've got a little bit longer to sort out the IRA contributions. But in any event, if you are able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA up until tax day, you can count it as having occurred last year, and it could actually reduce your taxes last year. And then whether or not you are able to do that, contributing to an IRA in general is a good idea because it reduces your taxes year after year after year, because while the money is in the IRA, while those investments are earning returns, whether they are in mutual funds or exchange traded funds or individual securities, all of those returns, all of those dividends, all of those earnings get reinvested tax-free. With the traditional IRA, when you get to retirement, that's when you pay taxes, when you take the money out. But if you did a Roth IRA, you would have made an after-tax contribution, had all those tax savings while the money was in the account, and in retirement, you'd be able to take it out tax-free. So whether you can count it for last year or you just start this year, an IRA is a great idea.
Well, obviously there's other types, SEP, IRA, people could make those contributions before they file their taxes. But you're saying because of the extension into March, you still have to make that contribution. I think that's the selling point here, right? You have to make that contribution before the 15th. It's not just before you file your taxes, correct?
Yeah. So you need to make the contribution before you file your taxes and before the 15th at this point of March. However, the IRS has extended the tax filing deadline, through April, I'm sorry, it's April 15th. They've extended it till May. What's unclear is whether they are going to extend the IRA contribution deadline as well. So you definitely have until mid-April to make a contribution. And again, count it as if you made it last year, and it may help you with your taxes. And we're waiting to see whether the IRS is going to push that out even further to May.
The contribution limits, I believe, for 2020, because that's what we're talking about, were $6,007 if you're over 50. Is that right?
That's correct. So if you're younger than 50, it's $6,000. You can contribute to either a traditional or a Roth or a combination of those two. And if you're 50 or older, recognizing that you're at a point where you can devote more towards saving for retirement, you can put in an extra $1,000, which is called the catch-up contribution.
Now, you talked about putting money into an IRA and no taxes deducted at that point. Eventually, though, the government's going to say, you can't do that anymore. We got to move that money out to some other place. And at what point do you have to do that now? Is the rule still the same there? And is there a minimum amount they're going to take in taxes? Is it 10% or something like that?
So with the traditional IRA, where you've made the before tax contribution and it's compounded all those years without taxes, they do require that you take the money out now once you hit age 72. So that got moved up recently from 70 and a half. And you have to start taking what's called a required minimum distribution. So it's based on your remaining life expectancy, and you have to take that money out. Otherwise, you owe a penalty on it in addition to the taxes. But if, on the other hand, you went the Roth IRA route, you put the money in after tax, so you don't get a break right up front. The money grows in the same way. You avoid all the taxes while it's growing. And when you get to retirement and you take the Roth out, there are no required minimum distributions during the lifetime of the original Roth owner. And the money is not taxed when it comes out because you already paid the taxes up front.
Yeah, I assume that most people know this, but we've mentioned it before. One of the things taxpayers have to face is some taxes on unemployment benefits, which they might have thought were absolutely free, tax-free, that is.
Yeah, so there's a variety of ways in which people will be getting money throughout this pandemic and time. Some people may have a stimulus check. Some people may have changed jobs where they no longer have a 401k, and so they may want to open up an IRA. But if you find yourself wanting to take a step toward investing, the thing to remember is that you want to think about the long term. You want to look for diversified investing, which is really a far better approach for most investors than gamified day trading. And funds such as mutual funds and ETFs have a proven track record that really helped millions of investors achieve these really important financial goals, such as buying a home or saving for an education or building a nest egg for a comfortable retirement.
Very good. Amy, we
Your name is not, or Sarah.
Sarah. Just changed your name. Might like that.
No.
Sarah
Holden. It's early still.
Sarah is the senior director at the Investment Company Institute. Where can we go to find some more tax information or other information from you?
Sure. ICI has a website, ICI.org, where we post a whole lot of information on 401ks and IRAs and mutual funds and exchange-traded funds and aggregate data on the industry, as well as what have real folks done with their money. So you can get a sense of what have other people done to try to save for those important financial goals.
Excellent. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, Ken and Mark, thanks for having me.